Hit me with the latest and greatest, baby.
Okay, so latest and greatest on me is that I'm opening an in-person podcast studio to support my podcast network I'm building. Did I tell you I had someone all lined up for it and she dropped?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Yeah, it's such a bummer, dude. So I hired like the perfect person, lived 10 minutes away. I think there's a big lesson, and I think it's like there's a lot more that goes into hiring a person than just like maybe necessarily what's like the paper value. So pretty much what happened was she was awesome, whatever. She was a mom, had some kids, her husband worked. She just wanted I'm starting this as like a part-time position because like the studio, we haven't even opened yet. So I'm just gonna get a part-time person and bump them to full-time as the studio gets busier or whatever. I'm just paying them $20 an hour. So it's like not like a crazy thing. What I should have in retrospect known, she was coming from having her own videography company. And so that was kind of like not like a red flag because I'm like, I love the experience and what you've done there, but I'm like, you know, why would you go from having your own business that probably made like some decent amount of money to like now, you know, this is kind of like $20 an hour. It's a little bit above minimum wage here in Arizona, like $5 above. That's part time. It's not gonna be making a ton of money, you know? So she was like, oh, I think it's cool because I'm like looking for something like more stable, whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyways, so I was like, a week later, I hit her back and I'm like, okay, so like, what are you more comfortable editing with, Windows or Mac? I'm like trying to get all the, you know, logistics figured out. And she like calls me and is like, hey, sorry, yeah, I can't do it. I talked to my husband and he said like, just for the money, it's not really worth it, whatever. And I'm like fine with that, but I was just kind of annoyed that like, you know, I don't know, it wasn't like sooner because like I pretty much shut off all of my ZipRecruiter, Indeed, LinkedIn, like job postings. And then just didn't look for anyone. I'm like, yeah, I found the person. Cool. I hired her right on the inter in during the interview, which I also think is a mistake, kind of, for certain jobs. So, anyways, I feel like I learned a lot of lessons in hiring from that. One of them being like, don't offer someone a job in the right on the spot. If they sound awesome, be like, okay, cool, I'll review this, get back to you. Then send them over an offer. I mean, this is what a normal company does. I'm just like, oh, it's a local thing, it's scrappy, I'll just get it done fast and let it
Okay.
know. So
It's
I actually
just,
think like
I was gonna say that the only lesson I've learned with hiring, and I suck at it, is it's just a numbers game, and I just need to keep hiring and firing people until I find the right one. Maybe that's not the way to do it. Maybe the way to do it is to hire someone who hires people. I think that might be it. But I know that both our businesses maybe aren't at the stage where like getting a marketing director that hires people is like the move yet, you know?
yeah, I also think it's a number game. Maybe I'm different, like in my strategy, where I don't necessarily like try to hire and fire as many people. Like, but I mean, if someone's not good, then they're not a good fit, right? And especially when you're doing contractors, freelance, I guess that actually is the way to go. But like for my thing, it's like in person, so I would like to pick someone that's going to be solid for a long time. But I think the numbers game for me is like I interviewed like three people, and like she was like great, and I'm like, oh, I found a perfect person. I'm just gonna stop and go. I think what you need to do is like. And now I have like 10 interviews lined up, and I've found a couple people that like are decent candidates, but I'm not going to stop just because I found a decent candidate. I'm going to go all the way through all 10 or maybe 20 interviews. Then I'll give them a job offer. If they say yes, great. If all of a sudden it's been like a week and they rethought it and don't want to do it, that's fine. I'll just move on to the next best candidate. And also, that gives me like a list of people that let's say they start and a week in they decide they don't want to stay, or 2 weeks in. I still have like a backlist of people where I'm like, okay, I'll go down the list of other people I've interviewed that were decent, see if they're still interested. So I think it builds up a like I think at the end of the day that's just what you got to do. And I actually thought I was being like more like nicer or like I don't know, whatever. I was like, oh, cool, like I don't want to waste a ton of people's time and get their hopes up. If I'm only going to interview one person or like hire one person, why do I need to interview 20? But you kind of need to interview 20, otherwise you're going to get screwed over by someone that drops out last minute.
Yeah. I've learned not to get excited as fast because people have situations and circumstances, and people move, and then they get broke, and then someone has a medical problem, or they get scared of commitment. Like all those things happen every time I try to hire someone. Although I just hired a 19-year-old guy who is going to replace me as CEO one day, and he's totally coachable. He's totally like one of those hungry, driven guys. I had maybe one or two calls with him, and I hired him, and I put him on a 2-week probation, which doesn't really mean anything, because even if he sucks in week three, I'm still gonna fire him. But he just went through exam week, and then he's gonna like dedicate the entire summer, and just I could see him probably dropping out and like just joining full time. He calls me, he goes through my emails with me, he responds to people for me. He's calling me every day, every 20 minutes. Like getting on tasks. It's like perfect. And I've never found someone like this to hire, but he sees the potential and I don't need to sell him on anything. And so it's like, there are people out there, but they are young and hungry. And by the time he's like 25 or something, he's going to be so wrapped up with his own stuff. He would never be someone I would find naturally. So sometimes the younger, hungrier, ambitious, like good raw material that can be coached is maybe the better hire for some of these people. Obviously, with what you're doing, it needs to be like a specific skill. Like they need to have video editing and understand the style. So it can't just be like a young, hungry person. They actually have to have some skills. So a bit of a different role for more. I'm trying to make them me. So I'm just trying to find a younger me, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think I need to hire someone like that as well, too, for a lot of my projects. But okay, I have a question for you. So since we're on the topic of like hiring, and this is something that I've literally been doing like all week. I have so many interesting points. Let's just make this a hiring thing because I have so many thoughts on this. Okay, first off, a hack I found. After the hack, I have a predicament of a person that I think might be a good candidate, but I want to get your opinion on it because there's like some interesting stuff with it. Okay, so first of all, the hack is that I don't know if you knew this, but you probably have seen this, but like if you make a job listing on LinkedIn, almost everyone that applies for your job listing follows your LinkedIn page. So like I made a job listing on LinkedIn and it told me like, we recommend you spend like $30 a day or $40 a day to boost it. I'm like, okay, boosted it. Came back a couple days later. What I didn't realize is if you spend $40 to boost a job listing, I got 2,500 applicants for this job. It was for, so this was actually for AI Box, for a front-end developer that we're trying to hire right now. So like I went and made listings on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, and LinkedIn, but I just didn't really check in on LinkedIn. Come back, LinkedIn has 2,500 people that have applied. So first of all, I'm like, what the heck do I do with this like massive list? Then I went over to our AI Box LinkedIn page, which I never really do anything with. And the thing's got like 1,500 or 1,600 like followers now. So I'm like, like everyone joined it. So I'm not saying that this is a hack to grow your LinkedIn page to make listings that are real. But if you're hiring people, I don't see why like you shouldn't just boost a bunch of LinkedIn pages. Also, I looked at my own personal LinkedIn. I got like 250 followers on LinkedIn. All the people obviously just wanting a job. So maybe they're less quality because they won't follow me after if they don't get a job. But dude, is that not crazy?
That's crazy. Dude, I had an idea that could tie in with this. Yesterday, I was just watching like some content like from Alex Hormozi and other people. I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if they sold like a, what the heck? What was it called? A lottery ticket? Wouldn't it be funny if they sold like a lottery ticket to like have dinner with them or to like go out with them or to get like a meeting with them or something? It'd be funny if you did like a lottery system for hiring people. If you have 2,500 people, you just post like a lottery ticket to kind of like win like interview time with you. I think that'd be interesting, but also.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like the spammy like Instagram things where it's like, follow and tag three friends to get entered into the contest. It's like tag five people, like our post, like do this. And then, we'll be picking 10 lucky people to do an interview.
Yeah. For your system, it would be like a lottery. It would be more like, here, I have this project. Everybody send me like the first quarter of the project being finished, like in a video editing role, for example, it'd be like, send me 10 seconds of like this clip edited, and you would just find the best clip, and everyone who's willing to hustle and work and will give you something of good quality, that might be the best way to qualify. I mean, like for people who have audiences, this is how they hire, right? They say, hey, I'm hiring for this role, send me something, like impress me, show me why I should hire you, and then the proof is in the pudding, you know? So that might be an interesting
I'll do a follow-up on this. I've never done it before, but I feel like I need to, and I'd love to just test it out on my main podcast, like just saying, yeah, just being like, hey, I'm hiring for this, let me know, and maybe just throw that at the beginning or the end of an episode where I'm talking about something different and seeing like what kind of response. I'd be super curious to see how that goes. Okay, so the one other thing that I did is because I'm hiring a video editor right now, and I also kind of need a freelance remote video editor for all these podcasts that we're doing, and I have a bunch more going on, so I actually went to all of my podcast pages and I made a listing and boosted a listing from all of them just for a remote video editor to see like what I'd get. I've had like a couple thousand people reply to those and have like 500 followers on each of the podcast pages now. Anyway,
to send some stuff. Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, as far as like actual getting really good quality responses. This is something that I figured out from Indeed that we did. Indeed has a new feature where when you're hiring someone, you can request for them to submit a video of themselves answering a question. So I worked on this with my CTO, and we actually, this is where I think we got the highest quality. We found this absolute rock star. It's so, sometimes it's really hard to pick out like who a rock star is because they're just mixed in with people that might be mediocre. So I actually think asking them to do something high effort, like a video, I hate it when I see a job application or some sort of like startup application for a thing and they're like, and make a video, or like they want you to do some high effort thing. And I'm like, that's a lot of work. I actually think it's an amazing way of weeding people out and getting like really high quality people. So this one dude in particular, when we did this on Indeed, I think our question was like, give us an example of a hard problem that you solved using, I can't remember, some coding, maybe it was React or something and what it was. Anyways, so this one guy literally has a whiteboard and he's drawing like diagrams and he's like showing this whole project that he did. And like, it was like amazing. And you can tell like he's like dynamic. He could explain this stuff. He's super smart. I think that this is like, I think it's actually an amazing way. I think we only had 4 people submit videos out of like 100 people that applied. But like 2 of those people were interviewing and we're only interviewing like 10 people. So like you got like, if you made a video, you got a 50% chance of getting an interview. Whereas otherwise you have a, you know, a 1% chance of getting an interview.
And for everyone applying to jobs, just know you can make these videos with AI and apply it to mass jobs and then change the, just do like a voice, an AI voiceover explaining the, like the particulars of the job.
To be 100% honest, if I got one of those, like I would give them some sort of props more than just a regular resume. But obviously like, you know, if my AI detector goes off, it's not going to be as good as the guy with the whiteboard explaining his process. Okay, so
are you gonna hire that guy?
Like very likely. We really, really like him. There's like one other guy that seems pretty legit, so somewhere between the two, that's done something very similar to what we're doing. So between the two of them though, it might be him. So I'll be excited to see what happens.
Sweet.
Okay, so I have a predicament that I want to ask you about and get your opinion on. So for my that's kind of remote. And I find it's way easier hiring people remote when you need an in-person that has like specific skill sets in a specific city. It's a lot trickier, not impossible, obviously, but trickier. So for my in-person podcast studio, I need someone, number one, that's a good video editor, but also number two, that's a good people person, because I'm going to send like high-end clients there, or I'm going to come interview like, you know, really big deal guests. And like, they have to be like, you know, really competent and sociable and like, you know what I mean? Like they're part of the whole experience and impression. So like, I need like a special kind of person for that as well. In any case, so I recently went, I had this crazy experience the other day. Do you know who Big Dawes TV is?
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's like, it's kind of like That Was Epic. It's like one of those prank channels. He's been doing it for a long time, maybe like years and years. You've probably seen some of his videos that have gone viral. Anyways, he got like 10 million subscribers on YouTube. Anyways, so the other day I was looking at job applicants. And I literally just watched a guy that used to work for him. And he had used a video he had edited for him as like his on his resume. So I was like watching to see like his editing style. And I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's decent. So that's why like literally that guy was like ingrained in my brain. I just thought about him. So the next day I'm getting like this special kind of SM7B microphone. It's the same microphone Joe Rogan has. I'm like for the podcast studio. I'm like, needs to be top line mics. I had 2 of them. They're like $400 or $500 depending on which one you get, but if you go on Facebook Marketplace you can get them for $200, people that quit being a YouTuber. Anyways, so I found one, a couple that were on Facebook Marketplace for like a couple $100, and I was gonna go pick one up. I get to the address of the first one I was gonna go pick up, and it's like a mansion, like insane mansion, and I'm like, what the heck is this place? It's huge. Knock on the door, and then there's a guy that's like, you know, yelling upstairs like, hey, are you guys expecting anyone? Like, he's a clear glass door, so I'm like a foot away from him and he's staring at me, but he's like, you know, thinks I'm like a solar salesman pretty much. And then he's like, hey, are you here to pick up like a mic? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, yeah, you can come in. Anyway, so go upstairs, and it turns out that it's Dawson from Big Dawes TV. It's like his office. He like has this mail right and that's his office
right on.
And he's like upstairs working on his computer, and I'm like, what the heck? So anyways, he's the one selling the mics. He had a podcast that he's just getting rid of all his mics for. So I ended up buying a bunch of mics from him, stands, and like chatting with him about like what I'm working on with AI Box and like what I'm building with the studio. Anyways, it was like, you know, it was like, oh, email me sometime, whatever. But it was like, I couldn't think of like a specific like collaboration. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, whatever. I met him. So I leave and then
I'm on the podcast, bro. Have him on the podcast.
No, I said it. I was like, dude, I've got to get you on the podcast. He's like, just train an AI version of me and interview that. I'm like, oh, whatever. Too cool. Yeah. So anyways, yesterday I get a message from him and it's literally like in the same thread of my like Facebook marketplace that they bought the microphone from. And he's like, hey, dude, like my cousin just applied for your job. He's a solid guy. You should definitely hire him. He's awesome at your podcast studio or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like that's so funny, right? So I go and look, and I actually think there's something to be said that if you can get, like, if you do apply for a job and you can get an introduction from someone to that knows someone hiring at that place, like, obviously that's like the greatest thing you can do. It's hard, but like that made an impression because like I went and looked at the job listing and I had already messaged like a whole bunch of people and had picked all the people I was going to hire for it and set up like schedule. I wasn't going back to the job listing. I didn't even realize it was still available. So I'm not actually sure I even applied for it. Mm. Anyways, I saw him and like, he seemed like legit, but like, you know, his resume wasn't like fancy colors or something that normally would like stick out to me, you know? But anyways, so all this to say, like, I probably wouldn't have noticed him if I hadn't gotten that message, but I did a call with him and he was like amazing. He was like one of the best. So I sent him a message, booked a call, right? He's like one of the best people I'd interviewed for this thing, right? So like compared to everyone else, he like took over a whole YouTube channel. He scaled it up. It was completely unrelated to what the Dawson guy was doing. I guess he had a bunch of different YouTube channels and one of them was just about like Labradors. And so he scaled it up to like 750,000 subscribers and the whole thing just funneled traffic towards like an e-commerce company selling like dog toys. So it's like so funny, but like all these viral clips and like everything that's getting posted, it's got daily things going on it and they all like 20,000-30,000 views on every video. Anyways, so he was super cool. He totally understands the game. He understands how to make things go viral. He's worked with a big YouTuber. Anyways, so like he was the best, but like what I was worried about, then I'm like, okay, bro, like you're amazing. This is cool. But like I'm hiring for part-time 4 hours a day, $20 an hour. Like how much were you getting paid before? Right. And he's like, oh yeah, that was the one thing I was going to ask you about is like how flexible you were. And I'm like, oh man. Right. Like not like I'm trying to be cheap on these people, but like I'm starting a brand new business. I have no clients lined up. Like, I got to build this thing. So I'm just like, I need to get someone in the door so I can get it started. And hopefully I build it and I can pay them like more, whatever, right? But like, anyways, so he said that he was getting paid like $60,000 annual salary. Plus he had equity in like the dog channel that he was running. And like, yeah, that sounds like something fairly reasonable. It's like a solid video editor salary. Plus like you're getting paid equity in the project you're working on. But I was like, oof, like I really like him, but what would you do in the situation? If that was your best candidate, sounds like a rock star. Maybe you could take all my stuff to the next level, but like that's where he's coming from.
Yeah. What is 60K a month or what is 60K like monthly?
It's like, I think it's $5,000 a month.
Yeah. That's steep. Cause you don't even have enough work for him to fill that up really. Cause his 60K salary was full time. Right.
Yeah.
It depends where he's at. Since he's the perfect guy, I would go for him, but I would, this is what we do in like when we're hiring salespeople who want more commission than we want. We still try to get them, but we try to negotiate something that has upside but low risk. And so I think since he's privy to like equity and stuff like that, you know, there could be a revenue split on something. There could be a commission somewhere. There could be graduated salary where he starts at a certain amount and then as you get bigger, like maybe you have like a 6 month plan where at the end of the 6 months it would be great if you plan on paying him even more than he was making before because you're making more than you ever did before, whatever.
So oh, and like I totally that, right? Would yeah totally
no idea
yeah.
That's the thing, and it's a promise you can make. It's a conditionary promise though, right? So it's not like you're locked in to have to pay him that much, but if things go well, like your brand continues to go up, he continues to edit well. Worst case scenario is nothing goes anywhere. The whole business fails and then he can't get paid. And you have bigger problems than worrying about this guy. And if everything goes well, then you can pay him whatever you'd like and he can get paid whatever you could pay him $100,000 in 6 months. If that's the way
it goes. Totally.
Have you talked to him yet? Have you?
I mean, so I mentioned, I'm like, okay, well, I'm talking to some other people. I'll let you know. So I think I'm going to do a follow-up call with him, and I think I'm going to try to work something out because, yeah, he seems like a legend. He seems like a good guy. And, like, also, he's, like, very personable, too. So, like, he would have been great with clients. He would have been great with everything. If you can grow the brand, you know what I mean? It's like when you're finding a rock star, like, you just know, like, oh, my gosh, this person is, like, going to actually get the job done good. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna figure something out like that where we
can frame it too, like, hey, dude, I'll match 60K, but only do like half the work of full time. So, right, so I'll do 30K, so that's 2.5K a month, and we'll start there, and then I'll have more work for you. Let's say like let's do a 2 month probation and a month three. Let's increase the hours and let's increase the workload and stuff like that. But I'm just starting out. You know how that goes. And I would love to, at the end of this year, be paying you something around 75K. And that, if that makes sense for you, it makes sense for me. At the beginning, I don't mind if you have other jobs on the side or other things that you're doing, because I understand like it's not going to be that much work and it's not that much pay. But I think we're going to be growing this thing because, as you can see, I have these top podcasts already. All I need to do is crank out more content. The proof is already in the pudding. So if this is a rocket ship you want to ride, let's go.
Yeah, I'll record that spiel there and send it to him. That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too. I might just sign up myself for this job, dude.
Yeah, for real. Well, I mean that's everything I wanted to talk about with hiring. So that's a ton of stuff. If you are listening to this podcast today and you learned anything, you got any value out of it, I mean, hopefully from like some of the mistakes I just said I made, you learned something that you won't do, or maybe you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's a rookie. I would never have done that in the first place. Good for you. Leave us a review. Let me know. We'd love to hear from you. And we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.